Chris, we're talking about those guys at work, the people at work who come up to you and try to, infect you with their problems. You know, they kind of downers and everything, but sometimes you kind of have to sit there and, you know, take it.
Uh-huh.
And just try to listen for them. And I say that's probably what you should do for this guy here. My friend Kevin put a blog up on his MySpace about this guy named Chuck who goes around telling everybody about his divorce. Everybody there knows he's getting divorced because, well, he's constantly talking about his divorce, about going through all these emotions and everything, and then he gets stuck in the awkward conversation where he's like, yeah, that's too bad. Divorce isn't cool, you know. Sorry to hear that, you know. And kind of complaining about, it's kind of obnoxious having to listen to that. But in the same sense, if a person at work is coming at you with these type of issues, talking about their divorce and everything, don't you think they're probably in a place where they don't have too many friends outside of work to talk to about this stuff?
Probably.
Because, yeah, I really don't feel like, you know, going over to Jerry and talking to him about my personal issues. I'd rather talk to a close friend about it. So, obviously, I mean, the guy doesn't have any friends. That's what I'm thinking. And so he needs to tell this to somebody just to get it off his chest a little bit so someone say, hey, it's not that big of a deal, man. Settle down. Things will be okay. What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. If someone at work comes up to you with a personal problem, should you have to listen to it? Or do you say, well, I really don't feel comfortable? Or what are you supposed to do? What do you think?
Well, I'm married and I'm happy and have no freaking problem with other people getting divorced, because I think divorce is great, because 90% of the population doesn't even need to procreate. As soon as you get the divorce, freaking sterilize yourself.
God.
Quit freaking putting that problem on me. Your marital problems are not my issue. I don't want to have to go to jail and pick you up because you and your wife yell and push each other. Go away. Quit. Stop. Go to an island. Divorce island. Divorce each other on the island.
Hey, that could be a new Fox reality show, man.
It's in the works, brother. It's in the works.
Right. Inspired
by Temptation
Island. Yeah, know what? You would totally just like kind of ignore somebody if they came up to you with their problems with their marriage?
You're damn right, man. I'm tired of hearing it. Yeah. I heard it all freaking week from three different people.
Oh,
hey,
really?
Get divorced, get sterilized, go away. Hey, that's great. Procreate, no mo.
Man. All right. That's kind of a harsh way to do it, but hey, I'm sure it's effective, and I'm sure eventually no one will ever bug you with that information ever again.
It's not just me, man. These people are like writing and smoke in the air, brother.
Yep. Thanks for the call, man.
Ninja vanish.